Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly create lives of purpose and meaning while others struggle against constant obstacles? This question fascinated Kamleshdi Patel, known as Dadji, from an early age. His transformative encounter with heartfulness meditation at 19 changed the course of his life, eventually leading him to become the fourth spiritual guide in this century-old lineage. Designing destiny has become a global phenomenon, endorsed by spiritual leaders like the Dalai Lama and adopted in corporate mindfulness programs at companies like Google and Microsoft. The book offers a revolutionary perspective that through specific heart-centered practices, we can literally redesign the blueprint of our future by removing the impressions that limit our potential. What if your destiny isn't fixed at all, but a canvas awaiting your conscious creation? The age-old question about destiny has always been, what aspects of our lives are predetermined and what can we change? Most philosophical traditions acknowledge a mixture, like our genetic makeup, which has both fixed elements, genome, and flexible components, epigenome, that respond to environment and choices. Each of us exists within the dimensions of time and space, constantly forming impressions in our energy field that create a blueprint for our future karma. These impressions, or samskaras, accumulate through our thoughts, emotions, and actions, creating patterns that determine our future experiences. The revolutionary insight of heartfulness is that by removing these impressions through specific practices, we can erase this blueprint and expand our possibilities beyond what seems fated. Three fundamental principles help us approach destiny practically. First, we can only change our destiny in the present moment. The past is gone and the future hasn't arrived. It will be determined by how we live right now. Second, we create destiny primarily through our thoughts, particularly our likes and dislikes, both of which bind us, whether positively or negatively. Third, we're not designing just our individual destiny, but evolving collectively. To change the world, we must first transform ourselves. Most of us haven't trained our minds to escape reactive wandering. Like autumn leaves blown by the wind, we go wherever we're taken, letting everyday events determine our destiny without conscious planning. To design our destiny, we must service our mind like a high-performance vehicle needs maintenance. Without this meditative practice, we're like drivers stranded with broken-down cars on the highway of life. If we accept that we can design our destiny, what direction should we set? Ultimately, we all want the same things: happiness, contentment, and love. External sources, relationships, career achievements, material possessions, bring temporary joy, but not lasting happiness because they're ephemeral. When they disappear, so does our happiness. To find enduring contentment, we must look within, balancing our inner and outer existence. Yogic wisdom teaches that we have three distinct bodies: the physical body, stula sharira, the mental or subtle body, sukshma sharir, and the causal body or soul, karana sharir. Each requires different approaches for transformation. Our physical body has limited changeability. We can optimize health but can't fundamentally alter our structure. The soul's evolution happens naturally through practice rather than direct control. But the mind, our subtle body, is completely transformable. We can regulate thoughts, work on patterns and fears, and develop qualities like decision-making, generosity, and capacity to love. This middle body is what we refine to design our destiny. The purpose of spiritual practice is to expand consciousness. Heartfulness practices enable evolution from mundane to divine awareness, from me-centered to we-centered, from reactive to responsive, from anger to love, from anxiety to poise, from heaviness to lightness, from complexity to simplicity. This transformation doesn't happen overnight, but through consistent practice that gradually refines our entire being. Modern life has made chronic stress epidemic. Relaxation, the first core heartfulness practice, is essential for unwinding physically, calming emotional distress, and preparing the body and mind for meditation. Derived from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras with modern improvements, heartfulness relaxation begins by focusing on omnipresent energy, especially healing energy from Mother Earth. This energy moves upward through the feet while each organ, muscle, and joint relaxes progressively from toes to head. Without physical relaxation, our attention constantly shifts to bodily discomfort during meditation. The ultimate goal is samadhi, the state of perfect spiritual relaxation and absorption where the meditator and the object of meditation become one. Have you noticed that you're already meditating naturally throughout your day? Children meditate on toys or ants, adults on wealth, relationships, or purpose. When we focus attention on one thing, we're meditating. The object of our meditation determines what we become. In heartfulness meditation, we begin with a simple yet profound thought. The source of divine light already present within my heart is drawing me inward. This serves as a doorway to our inner universe, creating an immediate connection with our spiritual core. When other thoughts arise during meditation, we neither repress nor fight them, but simply acknowledge their presence and gently return to our meditation, much like watching clouds pass across the sky without trying to hold or chase them. What distinguishes heartfulness from other meditation approaches is transmission, pranahuti, a unique element where cosmic energy flows from the guide to seekers, removing inner complexities and illuminating spiritual centers. This process works like a spiritual catalyst, accelerating inner growth and transformation. Unlike physical energy bound by Einstein's equation E equals mc squared, transmission operates beyond physical laws, flowing instantaneously with infinite velocity, connecting hearts across any distance without diminishment. Transmission stabilizes our system by directing attention inward toward our soul, like standing still to appreciate a flower's beauty rather than rushing past it. This stillness allows us to notice subtle aspects of our consciousness we typically miss in our busy lives. It creates resonance between mind and soul, potentially leading to realization, the perfect alignment of our subtle body with our innermost essence. Its effectiveness depends on our receptivity, humility, and inner emptiness, much like how a cup must be empty to receive fresh water. As we practice meditation, we encounter thresholds where progress seems to stall, similar to plateaus in physical exercise. The key is persistence, continuing meditation even when feeling restless or stuck. Some days may feel profound, others ordinary, but each session contributes to our growth. With time, consciousness expands to new depths, though we may initially lose awareness in these unfamiliar territories, like exploring an unmapped cave system. The depth experienced as a beginner differs from that of an adept, like the difference between wading in shallow water versus swimming in the deep ocean, where each level reveals new mysteries and insights. The tornado of thoughts during meditation is a common challenge that every practitioner faces. Babuji teaches that we shouldn't aim to stop thoughts, but continue meditating regardless of them, like maintaining our seat in a boat despite choppy waters. The conscious mind may roam, while the subconscious mind engages in meditation, similar to how we can drive a familiar route while thinking about other things. With regular practice, both minds eventually harmonize, resulting in lasting calmness that extends beyond meditation sessions into daily life. This integration creates a natural state of mindfulness that transforms our entire way of being. The practice of heartfulness cleaning helps us remove the impurities, complexities, and emotional heaviness that accumulate in our minds during the day. These accumulations form as a result of repeated patterns of feeling, emotion, and thought, which lead to repetitive actions and habits that impress upon our subtle body, creating fixed patterns of behavior called samskaras. These impressions form the basis of our habits, fears, and desires, trapping us in repetitive patterns that are difficult to break free from without proper cleaning. Impressions form gradually through repeated exposure and desire. Like noticing a rose's fragrance, then seeking it out, then wanting to possess it, we become caught in a cycle of attachment. Even small desires can trigger chain reactions that complicate our lives. Whether fulfilled or not, desires remain as seeds in our minds, waiting to germinate. When new experiences match existing impressions, we recognize and categorize them, forming knowledge. When they don't match, we experience ignorance and dissatisfaction. Our impressions include worldly worries, sexual attraction, prejudices, greed, grief, sadness, self-pity, guilt, and shame. We form impressions not only through our actions, but also through inaction, things we should have done but didn't. Essentially, samskaras form when we deviate from leading a life with love, becoming unnatural in our approach to living. The heartfulness cleaning practice is done at day's end, ideally before sunset. The process involves sitting comfortably, imagining impurities leaving from the back as smoke, from head to tailbone. Remaining alert as a witness, we apply will to accelerate this process for 20-25 minutes. When inner lightness is achieved, we connect with the source, feeling a current of purity entering our system and carrying away remaining complexities. While we generally practice cleaning in the evening, we should also clean immediately when something disturbs us during the day, like spot cleaning a stained shirt rather than waiting for the evening bath. Even without closing our eyes, we can mentally suggest that what has affected us is leaving a smoke from our back, then firmly resolve that it's gone. Prayer and heartfulness transcends religious connotations, serving as a profound connection with the source. While many pray for what they lack, during difficulties, for forgiveness, or spiritual growth, prayer fundamentally establishes communication with the divine. Like osmosis in biological systems, prayer creates a differential between ourselves and divinity, allowing spiritual nourishment to flow into us. This natural process mirrors how water moves from higher to lower concentration, with divine grace flowing into the vacuum created by our sincere yearning. This connection is activated through humility, supplicancy, and receptivity, creating the necessary vacuum for divine current to flow into our hearts. The effectiveness of prayer depends on both manner and matter. Our attitude creates the condition for divine flow. Humility and receptivity create the necessary vacuum, while self-importance blocks it. Just as a cup must be empty to receive fresh water, our hearts must be free from ego and pretense. Prayer loses potency when it becomes ritualistic or mechanical. The subtlety and gentleness of our approach determines its power, as demonstrated by Charaji, the previous guide, whose simple act of prayer could transform an entire room's atmosphere, creating a palpable shift in consciousness that participants could feel. The heartfulness prayer operates beyond entreating change, instead offering statements that define our human condition and our relationship with the divine. Done at bedtime for 10 to 15 minutes and briefly before morning meditation, it establishes connection with our source throughout day and night. The bedtime prayer creates a bridge of consciousness that maintains spiritual connection during sleep, while the morning prayer sets the tone for the day ahead. Eventually, the words dissolve into feeling, creating profound prayerfulness that permeates all aspects of life. While practicing heartfulness techniques, relaxation, meditation, cleaning, and prayer daily, attitude becomes crucial to prevent mechanical repetition. Attitude determines 95% of success, with love, humility, and prayerfulness being particularly helpful. Just as a musician must approach their instrument with reverence and joy to create beautiful music, our spiritual practice requires the same devotion. The right approach brings vibrancy to practice, just as anticipation energizes a first date. Without genuine interest, practice becomes mere labor, dry and mechanical, like going through motions without heart. Two aspects of automatism deepen meditation practice: recalling the meditative state at any moment, even with eyes open, and establishing a biological clock by meditating at consistent times. Like Pavlov's dogs developing conditioned responses, we develop a learned associated response by meditating at the same time daily. This biological conditioning helps create an automatic pull toward meditation at regular times, making practice more natural and effortless. consistency matters more than duration, as regular brief sessions are more beneficial than irregular longer ones. Over time, this regularity creates a rhythm that naturally draws us into deeper states of meditation, much like how our body anticipates sleep at consistent bedtimes. After beginning heartfulness practice, practitioners experience significant inner transformation as consciousness expands and old habits fall away. While some changes happen automatically, lifestyle transformation requires active cooperation through refining thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and attitudes. The first step is creating intention for change. To achieve anything meaningful, we must first simplify our intention. Babuji illustrated this by drawing a water canal on his hand, then dividing it into multiple streams, showing how power diminishes when divided. Like running too many applications drains a phone battery, pursuing multiple goals depletes our inner resources. Through meditation, we develop the ability to focus, moving from scattered to concentrated thought. However, heartfulness ultimately leads beyond this to 360-degree consciousness, where we can focus on all aspects of life plus our inner state simultaneously. The heart serves as a barometer for our feelings about everything, including ourselves. When we're about to choose wisely, it remains a silent witness, but becomes restless when something needs to change. Listening to the heart involves three steps: recognizing its signals, asking questions to get clear indications, and having the courage to follow its guidance. The more we practice listening, the stronger these neural pathways become. Even with regular heartfulness practice, we still experience emotional reactions to life's ups and downs. Yogic psychology offers sophisticated ways to understand and refine our emotions to complement our spiritual work. Emotions and feelings arise in the vibratory or energetic heart, subtle body, not in the intellect. When the subtle heart is affected, it impacts the physical heart. Anger makes heart rate variability erratic and raises blood pressure. The heart chakra comprises five energy centers associated with the five elements: earth, space, fire, water, and air, each connected to specific emotional dualities we must master on our spiritual journey. Four key satellite points around chakra 1 collect specific impressions. Point A holds worldly worries. Point B collects sensuality and sexual desire. Point C is where likes and dislikes first land. And point D stores guilt, perhaps our heaviest impression. Our lives follow natural cycles: breathing patterns, heartbeats, energy flows, and daily rhythms of activity and rest. Understanding and synchronizing with these rhythms is essential for building our destiny. Each person has unique breathing patterns, with nostrils working differently according to solar and lunar cycles. The right nostril, Surya Nadi, associates with activity and the sympathetic nervous system, while the left, Chandra Nadi, connects to rest and the parasympathetic system. When anger or fear disrupts this balance, left nostril breathing can help restore calm. Our ancestors developed routines aligned with natural cycles, rising early, greeting the sun, and resting at night. Morning sunlight triggers serotonin production, our happy hormone, which later transforms into melatonin to prepare us for sleep. Disrupting this cycle leads to sleep problems and depression. Disciplined sleep patterns improve morning meditation, allowing us to receive higher consciousness with full alertness. Our bodies, being 60 to 70% water, are significantly affected by the moon's gravitational pull, similar to ocean tides. The lunar effect impacts humans and other species, with criminal activity notably increasing during full moons. Ancient Indians observed that lunar gravitational effects increase from the 8th day of the lunar cycle, peaking on the 14th day. The 11th day, Ekadashi, occurs midway and has special health significance, with many people fasting then to moderate the moon's gravitational impact on their systems. Electromagnetic fields from modern technology, Wi-Fi, mobile phones, computers, were classified as possibly carcinogenic by WHO's International Agency for Research in 2011. These fields interact with our body's natural electromagnetic field, potentially causing headaches, rashes, and nervous complaints in sensitive individuals. Most diseases begin as disturbances in the subtle body before manifesting physically. Simple protective measures include turning off Wi-Fi when not in use, limiting mobile phone use in PARs, keeping phones away from the body in bed, using Bluetooth only when needed, and limiting children's exposure. When asked about social change versus self-development, Dodgy responds with a fundamental truth. How can we hope to change others if we haven't first transformed ourselves? Generosity, like all virtuous qualities, must begin at home. Just as we need financial resources to provide monetary assistance, we require inner peace to offer tranquility to others. This principle extends to all aspects of personal development and social transformation. Our meditation practices generate subtle yet powerful vibrations that ripple through our immediate surroundings. Children, being particularly sensitive to energy, often detect these changes first. They may become calmer, more centered, or more receptive to guidance. Even pets and plants respond to these refined vibrations. Collective thought patterns create an atmosphere or egregore in any place, whether it's a home, workplace, or spiritual center. When people with similar intentions and feelings gather, their energies don't merely add together, they multiply, creating an exponentially more powerful field of influence. We unconsciously modify our environment through the consciousness we carry, much like a perfume that naturally diffuses its fragrance. Our mental state, emotional balance, and spiritual condition create an invisible but tangible impact on our surroundings. Consider the difference between entering a room after an argument versus after meditation. The atmosphere is distinctly different. Imagine the transformative potential if groups of people collectively purified their consciousness to create an enlightened egregore. Our individual traits follow us everywhere, creating a signature pattern in our interactions. Whether it's foolishness or wisdom, humor or gravity, these qualities are reflected in how others respond to us. Through consistent spiritual practice, we gradually purify these traits, becoming vessels for transformation that benefits not just ourselves, but humanity and future generations. The vibratory level we establish through our practices creates ripples that influence the future course of humanity. When we meditate, whether in solitude or in groups, the benefits extend far beyond our immediate environment, contributing to the collective consciousness of humanity. Babaji's profound message from 1982 captured this essence perfectly. We are all brethren, connected intellectually, morally, and spiritually, the main goal of human life. This and that have gone now. There remains the purity alone in all his work and environment, which weaves the spiritual destiny of the being with the ultimate. This timeless wisdom inspired the creation of this book and continues to guide practitioners. This message reveals the ultimate goal of human life, our spiritual interconnectedness. The phrase this and that refers to the dualities of material existence, pleasure and pain, success and failure, love and hate, which we eventually transcend when entering the mind region. In this elevated state of consciousness, purity becomes more prevalent, and we begin to experience the unity underlying all existence. This transformation from individual consciousness to universal consciousness marks the true evolution of human potential. Evolution encompasses more than most people imagine when we consider all three human bodies, physical, subtle, and causal. Beyond biological evolution, recent epigenetics research shows how thoughts and emotions affect genetic adaptation. To understand evolution, we must grasp the three human bodies. The physical body changes little within one lifetime. The mental body, subtle astral, encompasses thinking, feeling, understanding, and consciousness. The spiritual body, causal body, represents the absolute state of nothingness, our pure, unchangeable essence. Evolution primarily happens in the subtle body. As Homo sapiens, our purpose centers on mind, knowledge, and wisdom. By removing complexities and impurities through heartfulness practices, we purify our chakras and evolve our consciousness, designing our destiny. The subtle body is our energy field, the realm of heart and mind. It can be turbulent, like a stormy ocean, or still as a pond. Heartfulness practices purify this field, bringing clarity and peace. As we dive deeper within, intelligence becomes increasingly heart-based. Intuition and inspiration develop as consciousness expands, with the intellect becoming a sensitive antenna for the heart signals. This leads to wisdom that transcends mere choice-making, where decisions flow naturally from the heart's pure wisdom. The ego, though often maligned, is essential for life and evolution. It gives us identity and initiates action. Used wisely, it serves us well, but when used selfishly, it creates arrogance. The key is refinement through humility. At death, our physical body returns to the five elements, but our subtle body and soul continue according to the vibratory blueprint we've created. This determines our destination, whether returning to physical existence due to attachments or progressing to subtler dimensions. We can't purify ourselves at the last moment. Preparation must be ongoing. The key to designing our destiny is taking interest in how we conduct our life. As Khalil Gibran wrote, "Work is love made visible." The same applies to meditation. Do it with love and interest. Success in spirituality depends on three principles: genuine interest, commitment, and action. Unless we achieve absolute balance within, the soul will always find shortcomings in anything we do. When we achieve the samadhi state in all activities, true happiness comes naturally, even when we seem to fail in worldly terms. We remain unshaken. The Heartfulness Way invites us to make such states permanent, to weave our spiritual destiny with the ultimate.